tired, I'm worn. My heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes. I've let my hope fail. My soul feels crushed by the weight of this world, and I know that you can give me rest. So I cry out with all that I have left. Let me see redemption win. Let me know the struggle ends, that you can mend a heart that's frail.
Speak. I'm finding myself in the midst of you, beyond the music, beyond the noise. All that I need is to be with you, and in the quiet hear your voice. Bird of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay. At a loss for words, and the funny thing is, it's okay.
Here I am, down on my knees again, surrendering all, surrendering. Thank you.
Some technical difficulties getting me on here, but I am happy to be here, and I want to thank each and every one of you for being here on the Hope Show today. I'm glad to be back here with all of you, tuned in and listening to today's message and the fellowship with you. Shaziz did an amazing message last week in my absence. These past few weeks have been super crazy busy getting ready for vacation, and by the way, we had a great time. It was awesome to be with our daughter and her significant other and the three granddaughters. And we had another family member that was traveling with us as well, and we had a great time. The only thing was, it just wasn't long enough. And I'm sure all of you can relate to that. Then right after coming back, I was home for one night, and then I went to spend a few days to see my mom. There's been a lot of flooding up where she lives, and between my surgery back in April and the flooding, I hadn't seen her since early April. And because of Dad's passing in December, I try to go up there once a week to keep her company and help her around the house with things like grocery shopping, etc., but she lives about 2 hours away. So anyway, it was a really nice reunion. But anyway, enough about me and my week. You'll have to bear with me a few minutes, folks. My brain's a little scrambled. I was in panic mode there. The show wasn't getting on there with the technical difficulties, and so I'm kind of coming down off of that high of that panic. So bear with me. I hope all of you had a really good week. Today's message is going to be about stop sending God to voicemail. But before we get started, let's bow our heads and join together in an opening prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today in praise and thanksgiving. Thank you for bringing all of us here together. Thank you for your word. We know the Bible is our one true instruction manual. It is law and the example of how God meant for us to live our lives. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for waking each of us up today. Thank you for the blessing of your grace, mercy, forgiveness, and unconditional love, which is fresh and new each day we wake up. Thank you for never giving up on us, though we fail you daily. Thank you for being patient with us, even when we are impatient with you. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the blessing of life, the blessing of family, the blessing of work, transportation, food, finances. Thank you for every blessing you bestow on us. There are too many to count. Dear Heavenly Father, forgive us where we fail you. Help us to be more like you and less like our human nature. Help us also to teach us to forgive others as you forgive us, with such love, grace, and mercy. No one is perfect. Today, as we go into this message, Father, I pray your children would have tender ears to hear, hearts to be softened to the message that's given, and that whoever needs this message would receive it. Dear Heavenly Father, put the right words into my mouth, soften my own heart, and use me to get your message out. In Jesus' name, and all the people said, Amen. Thank you once again, all of you, for joining me in this opening prayer and for being here today. So, let us begin. In this world we live in, the technology is amazing. And in time, it will only grow more amazing than it already is. But today, I want to talk about the little handheld gadget we call a cell phone. Well, I should rephrase that. Actually, part of the message ties in with the cell phone. The majority of all people have cell phones. Have you noticed how thin the landline phone directories are becoming? They are half the size they used to be when I was growing up. Maybe even less than that. It would not surprise me if one day the home telephone will be completely replaced with cell phones, just like the payphones are a thing of the past. On occasion, you might find one still out there in the world and still in use, but it's not the norm for today's world. If I were to ask the listening audience how many of you have cell phones and is it your main phone, most of you would say yes to both questions. Our cell phones are capable of doing just about anything. Some examples, they are mini computers to search the internet, dictionaries, calculators, watches, weather centers. We email people, text people, and we receive emails and texts from them. We listen to music on them. We shop from them. They are calendars. They have the capability to take notes and store them. We make calls, of course. And these devices are also cameras. Bixby talks to us and answers our questions and helps us navigate to whatever we are looking for. We can order carry out food from them. We can now video chat with our loved ones or friends from all the way around the world as if they were sitting right there beside us on the couch in our living room. Cell phones are a huge part of our lives. There are so many features at our fingertips with these nifty little devices. We can even watch television from them. Long ago are the days where dictionaries are a book on a shelf that we used at home. Same with the computer. We watched television in our house when we were home. We didn't have GPS when I was growing up, but I praise God we have it now, because I would be lost, quite literally. Back in those days, many moons ago, we didn't go out to eat. We cooked up something home fresh and nutritious. If we wanted to know what the weather was going to be like, you either watched television, listened to the radio, looked at the thermometer outdoors or looked outside at the clouds or smelled of the air that was blowing around or even did the finger test with the wind. I suppose I'm dating myself just a little with all these fun facts, though. Now, here is my point. In this fast-paced world, with all of our technology, we have forgotten our roots. We have forgotten God. We have become so distracted that when God calls us, we, A, either don't hear the phone ring, B, we're too busy to pick up and talk, or C, we don't want to talk to God, so we let him go straight to our voicemail thinking, yeah, I don't have time for this right now. Maybe later, if I have time, or if I feel like listening. How many times a day does a friend or a family member call or text? We look down to see who is calling or messaging, and we ignore the person on the other end because it's not convenient for us to pick up or to message them back. We think we are too busy and we will get back around to it later. Come on, I know some of you out there know exactly what I'm talking about. Even I'm guilty of doing this. I wish I could say that I never do, but I can't because I'd be lying to you. I'm also guilty of doing this sometimes. Society, with all of its technology, has made it so easy for all of us to pick and choose everything in our life, including whether we want to talk to our own family and friends. Of course, God isn't speaking to us through the cell phone necessarily, and it is not quite the same, but still, we so easily dismiss God when he calls us or gives us instruction. Oftentimes we hit the delete button or the catch you later button or the put you on hold button. Yet other times we get into a routine subconsciously and before you know it, just like driving our car to work and not remembering how we got there, God too can be placed on autopilot in our life. Autopilot is doing something repetitively, a set routine, thinking about other things and just going through the motions. We are in the present moment physically, but not mentally. Procrastination is another big problem in our society. Procrastination is defined as putting off doing something to postpone or delay needlessly. We need to shake up our routine, folks, and we need to expect things to happen. In Proverbs 6:4-11, the Bible warns us against being procrastinators. And I believe everything I have mentioned so far is linked to procrastination. The Bible says, don't put it off. Do it now. Don't rest until you do. Save yourself like a gazelle escaping from a hunter, like a bird fleeing from a net. Take a lesson from the ants, you lazy bones. Learn from their ways and become wise. Though they have no prince or governor or ruler to make them work, they labor hard all summer, gathering food for the winter. But you lazy bones, how long will you sleep? When will you wake up? A little extra sleep, a little more slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, then poverty will pounce on you like a bandit. Scarcity will attack you like an armed robber. In Ecclesiastes 11:4, the Bible tells us, whoever watches the wind will not plant. Whoever looks at the clouds will not reap. And in James 4:17, if anyone then knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is sin for them. The majority of people in this world want what they want, and they want it now. It is human nature to try to seek the desires of your heart on your own. But this is not how God intended for us to handle things. We were created in God's image. We were created to have a glorious relationship with Him. We were created His children. We were created to put our full trust and faith in Him. We were never created to do things on our own or alone. The people of this world, generation after generation, have fell away from the narrow path that leads us straight to God. Some of us don't want to believe. Some of us say it's too hard and we give up. Some of us are afraid. Some of us believe we will fail. Some of us just have no clue what we're doing or where we're going. God calls on each one of us every day. God has a purpose for us. His ways are always best for us. But do we listen for the call? Do we pick up when the phone rings? Or do we ignore God? Do we even know what we are listening for? What does God's voice sound like? How do we know what or who we are hearing? Some of us are picking up God's call, but then we hesitate to do what God tells us to do. Should we go after it or wait? Sometimes the thing that God tells us to do, some of us will say back to God, "God, you're crazy. I'm not going to do that. Why should I do that? I can't do that." Sometimes what God tells us to do is way beyond our comfort zone. God is going to challenge us, folks. We would become stagnant if He didn't challenge us to do bigger and greater things. It might mean some sacrificing on our part. Perhaps God may tell us to quit our job or go apply for that job. Or God may tell us to sell our house and move somewhere else completely different. Sometimes it just doesn't make any sense to us. We panic. It can't be true. God wants me to do what? That's just crazy. God will not call us to do something if He thought it was the wrong thing to do, folks. When God calls us to do something, He has already went ahead of us and made all the preparations in advance. We don't have to fear what lies ahead when God is the captain of our ship. He already has it worked out for us, and where we are going is far better than where we are currently at. We just have to listen to God and obey Him. Take that leap of faith and trust God. What are we afraid of? If God tells us to do something, He is going to provide for us to get the job done, whatever it takes. God doesn't put the wheel in motion, get us started, and then halfway through the journey abandon us to finish the journey alone. God stays next to us through the whole process until we reach the destination He set for us. When God speaks to us, when He says it's time to do something, then it's time to go. This is our window. We can't wait, hesitate, hit the pause button, have doubts, question the wisdom of what God has said. I'm not saying, folks, to go right out and rush out and do whatever the voices in your head tell you to do. I'm not saying that. You have to know that the voice you are hearing is from and of God. If God has placed something on your heart and you have been ignoring it, let me ask you this. What are you afraid of? Why are you holding back from doing what God has placed on your heart? Are you listening to family and friends telling you that it's a crazy notion and it's not a good idea? Are you listening to others telling you that you won't make it? Are you listening to others telling you that what you're about to do, you're going to fail? Your associations don't define you, people. Stop selling yourself short. Stop listening to other people and their negativity. They will only drag you down. It is in God that we put our trust in. It is in God that we put our faith in. God will not let us down. God will not drop the ball on us as people so often do. God knows the beginning and the end. God's word is filled with promises from our Creator to provide and deliver. In Deuteronomy 31:8, the Bible tells us the Lord Himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. In Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and to not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." In Joshua 1:9, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." In Romans 8:28, "And we all know in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." Proverbs 3, 5, 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. Friends, according to one account, there are 3,573 promises in the Bible. Promises that God has made to His children. We are His children. We are His chosen. He is our good, good Father. Unlike the people of the world, God will let nothing forged against you come to harm you. He will turn it all around, and good things will come of it instead. We just have to trust, have faith, and believe that this will all, to believe this with all of our heart and our mind and our spirit. When God calls us and says, it is time to go, folks, we better believe it. At that very moment is our window of opportunity. If we ignore the call or even hesitate for too long, that window of opportunity will close and it may never reopen again. If we don't go for it, we will never know what God has planned for us. Why do we shut God out? We shut God out for many reasons. Some do not believe in God. Some are too busy with their cell phones and all their other media. Folks, we are a distracted people. We are a procrastination nation. We all need to have a designated time during the day where we shut off all that media, where we can curl up in a quiet, special place in our home where no one will bother us for just a few moments, maybe 15 minutes of the day, where we can turn to our Bible, do some reading, meditating, praying, and have some silence so that we can listen to God and listen to Him, what He says to us. It's very important that we all carve out a piece of our day, whether that be morning or evening or somewhere in between. This should be a time of complete solitude. Pick a place in your home and make it a part of your daily routine. Friends, the people in our lives, our co-workers, our loved ones, our friends, they sometimes mean well, but they try to make us fit in a box and try to persuade us of the way they think our life should look like, what we should do or not do. Let me say this. They have their life, and you have your life. Don't let anyone have that kind of power of you over you to dictate what you will do with your life. The only one we should be concerned about is God. He wants what He wants us to do, how He wants us to be, where He wants us to go. When we get to heaven, we are not going to give an account for our actions, our choices, our accomplishments, our procrastination, or our missed windows of opportunity because we didn't step out in faith and listen to God. We are not going to give an account of these things to our friends or our loved ones. We will be giving an account for all these things to God, our Heavenly Father. He will be our judge, not those people in our circle here on earth. Friends, sometimes those around us cannot handle our shine. My problem solver for that is to give them some sunglasses. Don't you tone down your shine for anybody. We are meant to shine, and shine brightly for the whole world to see, so that they will know who we are and who we belong to by the light we produce for all to see. We are supposed to be God's shining example. We are supposed to be leading people to salvation. How are we supposed to do that if we dim our light? Some people can't handle our shout, so give them some earplugs. Don't shut up about preaching God's word just because other people don't want to hear it. In fact, yell a little bit louder. Turn up the volume. Turn up the light. Folks, if God calls you and you know that you know that you know that God is telling you to do something, then walk by faith and not by sight. Take a leap of faith and do not let anyone silence you. Things generally do not happen overnight or on our time. but in God's perfect timing, through prayer and petition, trust and faith, your prayers will get answered. Sometimes prayers do not get answered in the way that we want them to, but whatever God sends your way will be better than what you chose for yourself. You have to have patience and be persistent. Keep pressing forward. Keep moving forward. If you hear God telling you to do something, then do it. You are one obedient move away from receiving your blessing. If you have heard God calling but you haven't answered yet, stop running from Him and start running toward Him. Here seems to be a good place in our message to take a quick break. And so this first song is Sound of Your Voice.
Do you believe it tonight? God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good.
Yes, He is.
All the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good.
Yes, He is.
God is good. All the time.
Here we go.
God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good.
Yes, He is.
God is good all the time.
Yes, He is.
If you're walking through the valley, there are shadows all around. Do not fear, He will guide you. He will keep you safe and sound. He has promised to never leave you or forsake you. And His word is true.
God is good all the time.
He put a song of praise in this heart of mine.
God is good all the time.
Through the darkest night, His light will shine.
God is good.
God is good all the time.
Yes, He is.
We were sinners and so unworthy. Still for us He chose to die. He filled us with His Holy Spirit. Now we can stand and testify that His love is everlasting and His mercies, they will never end.
God is good all the time.
He put a song of praise in this heart of mine.
God is good all the time.
Through the darkest night, His light will shine.
God is good.
Yes, He is. God is good all the time.
Yeah.
Though I may not understand all the plans You have for me, my life is in Your hands, and through the eyes of faith I can clearly see that God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine.
God is good all the time.
Through the darkest night, His light will shine.
God is good.
God is good all the time.
Do you believe it tonight? Let's sing it together.
God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine.
God is good all the time.
Through the darkest night, His light will shine.
God is good.
God is good. God is good.
He's so good.
He's so good.
God is good.
He's so good.
He's so good
all the time.
He's good.
Welcome back, and thank you for joining me on the Hope Show today. For those of you just tuning in today, I'm happy you've decided to join us. The podcast of today's message will later be uploaded to the podcast page on www.shazizradio.com. I hope you will take time to go back and listen to the entire message. And as always, share these messages with your friends, your loved ones, anyone that God calls you to send the message to. Every day we are fighting a mighty battle between good and evil, and we all need to hear God's messages now more than ever. Today's message is Stop Sending God to Voicemail. How many of you out there will admit to being distracted most of the time, having a hard time staying focused on tasks, receiving a call or a message on your cell phone and ignoring it until it's convenient for you sometimes. And sometimes choosing not to even call or message back at all. In this world of technology, our cell phones are such a huge part of our lives. Cell phones can practically do everything that we want them to. Easy access to our big world, right at our fingertips. But it can also make us lazy with such things as calculators, dictionaries, getting out of the house to do our shopping. Instead, we can stay home and have everything shipped right to our door, even the food we eat. The cell phone has distracted us away from friends and family. We don't even have to leave our house to visit people in person anymore. Now all you have to do is call a person up and video chat with them, making the experience like they were sitting right there beside you on the couch in your living room. Don't get me wrong, I'm not against technology. Technology is an amazing thing. Technology is good, but it can also be bad if it's abused in the wrong way. We are a nation that has forgotten our roots. We have forgotten God. Much like when our cell phone rings, we look down to see who is calling or messaging, and if we don't want to talk to them, we simply choose not to answer, or to not message back, or we procrastinate on calling them until it's convenient for us. Unfortunately, there's a lot of that going on with God, too. We hear God's voice, but we choose not to listen. We choose to ignore God. We say to ourselves, not right now, maybe later, I'm too busy. And maybe we just don't like what God is telling us, or where to go. We hit the mute button on God. Friends, when you feel that strong presence of God telling you to do something, don't overlook it. Listen. Listening to this calling can be a huge blessing on our lives. But if we don't answer the call, we don't know what we just missed out on. It doesn't matter if you haven't been close to God and have a relationship with Him as you should have been. If He's calling you, He knows you have strayed and He is calling you back in. And He has His arms wide open to welcome you back. God knows exactly what you need. He hears every prayer and will show you the way in due time. Whatever He lays on your heart, you need to listen. He will never leave you on your own in a hole without a shovel. God will always be there. God is our lifelong best friend and Father. Being young or old, many things happen to us, and we may never understand why. But God has it all planned out for us, to better us in the end. We are oftentimes apprehensive, and this is where the procrastination comes in, about starting a new job, a new school, a new church, a new family. It might even be following a dream or starting up a little side business, doing something that we love to do to make some extra cash on the side. God has put a fire in each of our hearts, folks, and it is His plan for our life. Jumping into, taking a leap of faith, trusting God with every bit of our life can be an unbelievably scary thing. But even if we fail, that courage from God will never fail to be there. God lays these callings on our hearts for us to learn to let go of all the questions and the fears, to go jump into whatever He has placed in our heart to do. These callings are amazing lessons that we will remember for the rest of our life. These lessons are our testimony to all the good things that God has done for us. We are called to go out and share them with the world. These things will not always be easy, but that is why God tells us, "For the battle is not yours, but God's." And that's in Chronicles 20:15. Friends, I read an article about a famous preacher who decided to discover the saddest, happiest, and most emotional words in the Bible, among many other important words. When he came to the most dangerous word in the Bible, you might be surprised to know that he chose tomorrow. Tomorrow is the most dangerous word because of its ability to rob dreamers of their dreams. It has robbed students of their education, fathers and mothers of their relationship with their children. It has kept many people from coming to Christ and finding their salvation. It has robbed people of the job that they were meant to have, the family they were meant to have, their very purpose in life. And why? Because of procrastination. There is always tomorrow. That's what people think. Procrastination robs you of opportunities for service. Satan's favorite word is tomorrow. If he can get someone to put things off, then he has them right where he wants them. It is easy to find lots of reasons why we can't respond to the call of God in our life. Once we take care of all those other details, we think, then we will get serious about following Christ. In Matthew 26 relates one of the saddest stories in the New Testament of a missed opportunity that could never be retrieved. Jesus went to a garden on the night of his betrayal and arrest. He took Peter, James, and John into the garden with him. Three times Jesus went aside to pray and three times discovered that his three friends had fallen asleep. They couldn't have known that the historical significance of what was happening at that moment. But we can be sure that later they would have given anything to replay the events of that night back. They would have wanted to stay awake and watch and pray for their Lord in his hour of agony. But they let one of the most critical moments in history pass them by. One day in heaven, each of us will no doubt look back and realize critical moments and hours of decisions which we let slip through our fingers because of procrastination. We all let these moments slip through our fingers from time to time because nobody's perfect. I know there have been times in my own life when I sense the Lord leading me to reach out to a certain person. I get busy and I fail to follow up, only later to discover that person has passed on, or that person was going through a difficult time in their life and they needed me. Because I put off the Lord's calling, I missed the opportunity to reach out and minister to that person. And folks, that's an awful feeling afterward to realize what you just done. And I had one of those moments probably a month ago or less. Someone that had been really important to me, someone that I had helped for a while, an elderly couple, they had gone to the nursing home, and they wasn't given the opportunity to go back home. They stayed there for the rest of their life, and I kept thinking to myself, I need to go see them. I need to go see them. And I kept thinking, I'll go tomorrow. I'll go tomorrow. And one day, I saw on Facebook, tomorrow wasn't going to happen. They had passed. And I never get that tomorrow now, folks. And that's something I have to live with. And I felt so bad. And then I wished I had it all to do over again, and that I had just stopped what I was doing and listened to God's leading and went and saw them. Folks, I have a feeling that after today's message, the Lord will bring someone to your mind, maybe more than one. I have a feeling that whatever you are putting off, God will convict you of it. He will reach out and he will call you again. Are you going to answer this time? Is there someone you have been meaning to call or go see? Is God calling you to do something in your own life that you have been ignoring up to this point? I strongly urge you to respond to God's call as soon as he speaks to your heart. Don't let anything stand in your way of following God's leading in matters of spiritual urgency, whether in your life or the life of another person. Life is too precious, and the consequences too eternal. to do anything less than obey when you have the chance. Procrastination can talk us out of doing things and comes out the winner every time. It can out-talk any student from doing their homework. It can outthink any coworker when it comes to correspondence or communications with fellow coworkers. It can outwork any homemaker when it comes to vacuuming or doing the dishes. It can outlast any parent when it comes to discipline. It has one thing on mind, and that is centering all its energy toward one simple goal, and that's defeat. And by the sheer genius of suggestion, it becomes the epitome of what it destroys. Friends, if we can not take action when it's thrust upon us, we are doomed for defeat and failure. I want to share a poem with you that I came across earlier. He was going to be all that a mortal should be tomorrow. No one would be better than he tomorrow. A friend who was troubled and weary, he knew, who he would be glad of a life and who needed it too. On him he would call and see what he could do tomorrow. Each morning he would determine what he was going to do that day and thought of the folks that he would fill with delight tomorrow. It was too bad indeed. He was busy today and hadn't a minute to stop on his way. More time he would have given to others, he'd say tomorrow. Goals he dreamed of accomplishing, tasks to make it happen, tomorrow. The greatest of workers this man would have been, tomorrow. The world would have known him, the things he would have accomplished, had he have listened to God, had he have seen tomorrow. But fact is, he died and faded from view. All that was left when his living was through a mountain of things he intended to do tomorrow. Friends, don't let this wind up being you. Yesterday's gone. Today is all we have. And tomorrow is never a guarantee. Have you been ignoring God's calls? Have you been putting Him on hold? Are you fearful of something? Maybe stepping out in a new direction? Are you fearful that you might fail? Or that perhaps you're not hearing God's calling at all? Are you thinking that what God is telling you is so far out there, so crazy, such a leap of faith it would take? It would take every ounce and then some of trust in Him, and you just aren't sure you have what it takes to do it. Friends, those are all excuses meant to keep you from doing your best, being your best, having the best life ever. When God calls you, you pick up now. When He tells you to do something, you do it now. When God closes one door, He has already lined up another door to open. His timing is perfect. If you procrastinate too long, harboring doubt, fear, lack of confidence, lack of faith and trust, that window of opportunity will close. And you will never know what God had in store for your blessing. Stop sending God to voicemail. If you never take another call in your life, friends, don't ever ignore God's call. Because His call is the most important call you will ever receive. Don't miss out on what was meant for you. For those of you out there ignoring the call for whatever reason, let me tell you, take a big, deep breath, pick up, listen and obey, take that leap of faith and trust God in all you do to guide the way, even if it sounds crazy to you. God promises that if you listen to His commands and obey, even though you can't see what the outcome is, it's called blind faith, folks. You do what you cannot see. God will be there every step of the way with you to see that you are cared for, provided for, and that you safely reach your destination. You won't regret picking up the phone and hearing God on the other end. Just do what He says. Step outside your comfort zone because He always knows what's best for you. Without the challenges that come along in life, we would never grow. We would never learn. We would never know what potential we have or the awesome things that God has in store for us for our future. Folks, upon that note, let us go to in closing prayer. Dear Lord, thank You for all that You do. Thank You for providing us with everything that we need in our life. We are grateful for our friends, our family, all the people You put in our path, our life. We are grateful for everything. Some people in our lives are for a season, a reason, a lesson, or a lifetime, and sometimes for more than one of these. Lord, You put these people in our path as a guide to get us where we need to be. Today, Lord, we come before You asking for Your help. We have these things that we need to do. And even though we know these things need to be done, we keep putting them off. We keep finding other things to do instead of facing the task, instead of listening to Your leading voice. Lord, You warn us against procrastination and not obeying You. Lord, please forgive us of our sins. Lord, knowing that we should just hunker down and do what needs done, and yet not doing. Dear Lord, we need Your help to give us a little push. Make it so that we have to get outside of our comfort zone. And just like the baby birds in their nest, if the mama bird didn't give them a push, they would be content to stay in that nest forever. But mama gives the push and they learn to fly. Lord, teach us this important lesson. Lord, You are our strength and our provider. Whether it's a little push or a seed of an idea, we are coming to You for Your help. We are coming to You so that we can gain strength that we know only comes from You, to stop the procrastination in our lives. Lord, we ask that once You get that started, that You would help us to remain focused. We know all too well how easy it is to be distracted by our surroundings. Lord, help us to get into the moment and just deal with what is in front of us. Take the temptations away to ignore or put off something. Guide us toward what You think is best. Help us to hold on to Your promises. Holy Spirit, speak to us. Whisper in our ear. Lord, You are our everything. In Jesus' holy name, all the people said amen. God bless each and every one of you out there today. Until we meet again, same time, same place, next week, I want each and every one of you to have a great week and start answering God's call. Stop sending God to voicemail. Do it now. Start today. I love you, folks.
There's nothing worth more. trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior. Spirit, lead me when my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith would be made stronger in the presence of my Savior.
Yeah.